Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. I am Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. If you've missed any of the shows, you can go back and listen to the archives. Well, today I'm interviewing producer-actor Zach Norman, and we'll be talking about his experience and also his newest project, which he produced, called Overnight, which is showing tonight at the Palm Beach International Film Festival. And I think I have him on the line. Let me check here. Zach, are
yes,
you there?
Yes, you do. You have me on the line.
Wonderful.
What a pleasure. Great.
It's a pleasure's all mine. Before we dive into talking about Overnight, I want to go back in time and talk a little bit about your experience from the very beginning.
Well, that's a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I lived here for a while in South Florida and worked in nightclubs, too, which goes way back to the Playboy clubs. That's where I started here, probably, you know, in the early 60s. How about
and
that?
And you were a drummer and a comedian, right?
I was a drummer first and then evolved. I saw all those guys standing in the front of the band, making all the money and having all the girls talk to them. So I started to make jokes. It was
whatever works.
It's a wonderful trip, let me tell you. But it's great to be back, and the picture Overnight is about love, and it's about people who just broke up with their longtime other, and all of a sudden went on the red-eye flight from L.A. to New York and found romance. And that happens often on those red-eye flights, you know.
and, you know, since we started talking about the film, we might as well talk about that then right now. It also is very funny. And it's interesting. There's a lot of surprising, funny moments in the film throughout the entire picture. It's, I think, more of a comedy, definitely. And what do you think makes a successful comedy? What makes it successful like this?
I think the key really is identification, you know. Certainly romantic comedy. And then the important thing with Overnight is that it really becomes, until perhaps the end of the picture, an ensemble piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're visiting different cultures and different kinds of people, and the key is identification.
Everybody can relate.
Yeah, and of course, everybody loves a beautiful little cute dog. We don't have to say any more about that, but I think everybody will like the dog, don't you?
Absolutely. I love the dog myself, so.
Me too. And it was a lot of fun, that's all. A lot of fun.
Now, how did you first find out about the movie, and then what attracted you to it?
Well, the bottom line is that I really was looking for a movie to do. And a partner of mine, who's a very talented producer, and has produced all kinds of wonderful pictures, Frankenstein, Mel Brooks' Frankenstein, and My Favorite Year, and I could list a huge amount of pictures. He brought the script to me, written by the director, and I just thought it was a really wonderful, good feeling comedy with romance.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went forward with it. And it was it's a long trip going from the written page to the finished movie, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely.
But
what was your specific involvement with it?
Well, my specific involvement, I have two names. So one as an actor and as a performer, and most people know me as Zach Norman. But my other name, my original name, is Howard Zucker. And under that name, I produced the movie. So that was my job on this movie.
Right. Did you spend time on set, or were you kind of behind the scenes all the time?
No, I was there every day. On this particular one, I was there every day. And I've done a number of pictures, but most of the time I've been involved really in the financial end of things. Mm-hmm. So I would put together a deal and then come in and out. But on this particular one, I was really there every day and lived with it. And it's an arduous, painstaking thing, you know, oftentimes. And in this particular case, it was a lot of time in the airplane.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's really, you have to really pre-plan and know where you're moving, which is
mm-hmm.
what the director, Valerie Breiman, did, and to keep it going, because you can't just sit, obviously, and not move that camera and move it to person to person and so forth. But we were very lucky, I think, to have such unusual and different kinds of people.
Yeah.
So we could tell these different stories, and when you get down to it, all of a sudden it's, everybody tells me that it's essentially a woman's picture, but it certainly doesn't, you know, it feels that way, and you can understand that, but the guys seem to love it just as well, and
yeah.
then you have very special kinds of audiences that really react to it. So it's just the beginning, as you know. And originally we were going to open on Valentine's Day because the picture takes place on Valentine's Day.
Right.
But we just couldn't get it together to get it all finished. And on February 28th, we did the final cut. And here we are, just this little time later.
Is this your premiere tonight?
It's the premiere of this particular version of it. We've gone to a couple of other festivals,
okay.
and that's how we evolved the picture, really, by getting
mm-hmm.
it in front of audiences, seeing the reaction, and making adjustments. And so this is
okay.
the final adjustment. So nobody's ever seen this particular cut as you have.
Okay.
But and during that period there was all kinds of commotion in the independent film business, because
mm-hmm.
with the demise of the economic aspect to the business in 08, it's
mm-hmm.
really been a difficult task to find the right people to get behind it and the plan to go forward with it, because you know it's a different business than when I started, you know.
Yeah. And
right
did
now,
you work on distribution for this as well?
I worked on it to the extent that I'm distributing it with a guy that I did a picture with 41 years ago, if you can imagine that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The picture, we happened to be talking, and I just wasn't, not, nobody was happy with the relationships that we could have that were offered to us. And this fellow, his name is Mel Maron, and he lives here in Boynton Beach, as a matter of
okay.
fact, and represents a company called Westchester Films. And he's such a pro at this business. Let me tell you where he came from. He was head of marketing and distribution at MGM when Dr. Zhivago
okay.
came out.
Wow.
So, I mean, the guy's really been around, and he acts like a kid. He thinks like a young guy today, and he's as bright as he always was. So he saw the picture and decided that his group would like to run with it, and that's just what they're doing.
Great. And I know that you've worked on productions that have been filmed overseas as well. What is the difference between working in the States and working overseas, both production-wise and also distribution-wise?
Well, it's first of all, the reason that you're working overseas, that I worked overseas in so many different productions, first of all, I just love going from country to country and
mm-hmm.
and the cultures and all that, but that's a personal thing. The reason you're there mostly is because the picture that you're doing is perfect and to be set in a foreign country. The
right.
reason for that is the economics. All these countries have film subsidies, which we
mm-hmm.
don't have in the United States. We're just getting to giving tax breaks in various states. But
right.
the economic advantages were that, and these were very positive, that if you shot in France and you had a German star, for example, you'd get money from Germany, you'd get money from France. That's great for the economics.
Wow.
The downside creatively, of course, is you had to find a picture that could take a German star, a French location, and people who spoke English.
Right.
So it's pretty complex. You know, although it's great fun, and I did a whole lot of wonderful pictures and had a good time, it's so much nicer, in answering your question, it's so much nicer to shoot right here at home because, you know, there's no language barrier and you really can speak to everybody, meaning the entire crew, which is really important. And
right.
it just makes it a lot more fun and creative in that regard. And that was
you,
the case here.
It.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I say that was the case with Overnight. It was all shot right here. We did it all, most of it in California and a little part of it in New York City.
Okay. And you yourself have acted in so many different films, such as Romancing the Stone with Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas and Danny DeVito. What was that like working on that production?
Well, it was just a ball, just great fun. And, you know, and it's amazing. It plays so much on television. People, I don't know how they do it, but they seem to still recognize me from I think we shot the picture 28 years ago.
Oh, boy.
So I guess it's because I'm bald, you know. you don't change that much when you're bald. So at any rate, I just loved it. The camaraderie, the feeling was terrific. And to see a success like that, it was just wonderful because I was, you know, I've known Michael since, I guess the mid-70s, we met in the south of France and at the Cannes Film Festival.
Okay.
Where I had a picture that I had produced there and played in, and it was a picture starring Dennis Hopper, called Track. So we all got together and became great friends, and that's how it evolved 10 years later, or maybe 8 years later, to Romancing the Stone. But great fun, and I always, you know, an actor wouldn't be producing except his own stuff if he'd become a star. It's that simple.
Yeah.
So for me, it didn't happen that way. And so I've enjoyed the whole other aspect. But the wildest thing is when I talk to somebody and they constantly, nobody ever says, I know you from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
They always say to me, don't I know you?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Newark? You know, nobody ever thinks that I'm in the movies. So I'm almost hesitant to say to somebody, you know, I know where you probably know me from. And they look at me and I say, well, you know, I'm an actor. And they look at me with such disbelief that I just about stopped saying it. I just
That's
say,
fine.
No, I just have a familiar face, that's all.
I mean, you've worked on some big projects, so it's, you know, like you're in Cadillac Man with, I can't imagine what it was like with Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin was wild and great. And Fran Drescher was my wife in the movie.
You work with her on The Nanny, too.
On The Nanny, we became great friends, and she's just a terrific person and a talented, wonderful woman. But Robin was just somebody who's really extraordinary, very warm, and as a matter of fact, he would, if a guy was sweeping up the set, he might very well walk over and do 10 minutes for the guy. I mean, he's that kind of an open, delicious guy.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Robbins was a
right.
wonderful person. It was just a great cast and a lot of fun. Most of these pictures are a lot of fun, except when you start producing them. That's when it goes to another direction.
Yeah. Of all the projects that you've worked on, which one do you think you've learned the most from?
I learned most, boy, that's a heck of a question. I think from a picture I did with Henry Jaglom, the director, and I've done a number of pictures with him. As a producer, I produced the second picture he ever did, and he's done about 19 now. But I did a picture called Festival in Cannes, which is it was Paramount Classics, I think, were the distributors. And I learned something so important about independent filmmaking, and I played in the picture too. So I had you know, worked with Henry for so long that I was able to stick and help a little bit on the producing aspect of it, although I didn't produce it. We shot the picture. This is the, you talk about learning. We shot the entire picture in 11 days.
Wow.
And we shot at the Cannes Film Festival and had a great cast. Maximilian Schell, Anouka Ami, Greta Scacchi, Ron Silver. Really a wonderful cast. And I learned how to really be open for change and be open to move when it was correct to do so. And even though you have everything in front of you and you don't have to do that, it's still the greatest piece of the films that I ever see, are those moments that can become spontaneous.
Yeah.
So that would be the picture that that I learned the most on.
Have you been able to employ a lot of kind of improv in some of the things that you've worked on?
I have, and it depends so much on the director. If I were to give anybody any advice, and I think I happen to enjoy it, and I really feel if you've studied your part, there's a net. There'd be a net that I would call it, and that's the script. So you shoot that scene, for example, and you do it until you get it right. And after you've got it, you have everybody in place, you got the lights in place, you got the cast in place, do one. That's what I say. Do one for the actors. And it's in that one take that costs relatively nothing because you're there. You're set up.
Right.
You've already gotten what you wanted. So one time, and I would say if you did that every time, that maybe 10% of your picture might be that other take. And boy, it sizzles because it's never been done before. It's that fresh and that real.
Wow. And I know that you were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Did he ask you some of these types of questions?
Pardon me?
Did he ask you some of these questions like I'm
asking? Well, no. Here's what happened with Johnny. I was at that point putting together, I had already worked, I'd already worked the famous New York Copacabana with the Temptations and traveled with them for a year or so. I had worked all these big clubs, and I was now off into the film business. So, I mean, I don't know how many of these people your audience are going to know, but a friend of mine told me that Johnny was having private auditions for his show. So you'd go to NBC, and the guy said to me, look, when you audition for Johnny, do the show, but don't look at him. Just let him look at you. And it was great advice. I didn't look at him. I kept my face away from him. And all of a sudden, I finished the audition. They said, okay, Johnny likes it, and he wants to. So I was kind of Johnny's guy, right? In the meantime, I'm putting a thing together for, it was 1969, and I was putting a thing together for Cannes, and I was dealing with the actors, John Ireland, do you remember him? No? Okay. You don't, huh? And
I know John Ireland. I don't know if it's the one that you're thinking of.
No, this was a movie star, and he won the Academy Award in the, in the 50s.
Okay.
An actor named Lawrence Harvey.
Okay.
No, okay, but that's where I go way back to. So, and a long story short, I did The Tonight Show, but he kept me, Johnny, three times backstage, and he'd come back every night and he'd say to me, and I was sitting back there with Truman Capote and all kinds of great people, and he would say to me, Zach, they're not right tonight. He was such a great guy. And finally, you know, he said, okay, tonight you're on. And that was the night before I walked into a club, of which you, I'm sure, never heard of, called Danny's Hideaway in New York. And I walked in with these two famous stars. And he knew one of the people. And the guy sat down with him, and he's looking over at me, and he couldn't figure out. What is that young boy doing over with you guys? Is that Zach Norman? And they said yes, and I had the greatest night of my life with Johnny Carson.
Oh, wow.
After that, you know, and he was just a terrific guy. But
that's great.
That's the story, yeah. Yeah. So it's
well,
been
we're
wonderful...
running out of time.
Yeah.
Actually, already we're running out of time.
It's a wonderful trip. I want you to know that one of my great friends is a guy named Billy Galvin, who lives grew up in Boston and lives in Tennessee now.
Maybe
and,
we're related.
Yeah, maybe so. We spent time in Europe together in the 60s, working in clubs and, you know, so forth.
Oh, wow.
What a pleasure to talk to you. And
yes,
thank you so much.
For
having us on. And remember, overnight, tonight at
Movie
Co.
Tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and then Friday the 20th, we open all up and down the Florida coast. You know, from Miami to Palm Beach.
Okay. And is there a website that you can give people that they want to find out more about
indeed.
The film?
OvernightTheMovie.com.
Okay. And how can they find out more about you?
Oh, me, it's easy. You can just write to me at Zach@FusionFilmGroup.com.
FusionFilmGroup.com.
Zach at Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N, FilmGroup.com, one word, and you'll get an answer, whatever you want to know.
Great. And you're still looking for more pictures to produce?
I have my new picture. My new picture is going to be starting in about 4 months, and it's going to be the big one. You know, that's the way these guys talk like me. And it's called Gone to Pot. And you can go right on Gone to Pot, and you can go right on the website and go to GoneToPot.com.
Okay, so that's what you're working on.
And read all about it. It's really going to be something wild.
Are you going to be around the film festival besides the Q&A tonight?
Yeah, I'll be around. You know, I don't know where, what, and when, but around. I'll be watching some pictures whenever I can. And I thank you again. It's wonderful to talk
to
you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, Zach. I hope we'll see you around.
Okay, bye-bye. Great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was a wonderful conversation with our Zach Norman, the producer of Overnight. As he said, the movie is showing tonight at 7 p.m. That will be at Movie Co. Parisian at City Place up in West Palm Beach tonight at 7 o'clock as part of the Palm Beach International Film Festival. It's also showing April 20th, as he said, up and down the coast, different areas. One specific theater that I know that it's showing in is Movies of Del Rey. So you can go Google that and find out when that's showing. It's on April 20th. Or find your local theater and you can watch Overnight, which is a very cute romantic comedy. There are some laugh out loud moments. I can't tell you how many times I laughed like crazy during that movie. It's just a cute film. Stars Rachel Blanchard and James D'Arcy, and you'll recognize some of the other actors that are in it that have been in other films as well. Anthony LaPaglia has some great moments in the film, so you want to check that out. Hopefully you'll get a chance to see it. Also, there's a lot of different films going on right now as part of the Palm Beach International Film Festival. So if you want to find out what's going on, including a lot of events and different things in the Palm Beach area, you can check out their website, which is www.pbifilmfest.org. Also, remember, on the 27th of April, there's a fundraiser networking event for the movie Caught in the Middle, which was written by preteens, and it is going to be directed by Talina Adamo. And they're throwing a red carpet party at the Living Room Theater at FAU in Boca Raton, and that's at 7 o'clock on April 27th. To find out more about that, you can Google Palm Beach Filmmakers and find out all the different events and things that they have going on, which they always have stuff going on. Also, if you have missed any of my shows, as you know, I've interviewed tons of directors, producers, etc., You can go back here on blogtalkradio.com/indiestreak, and you can listen to any of the shows anytime you'd like. In addition, I have another show, which is called Basics of the Biz, which tracks kind of my career as an actor, which is vastly different than some of the people I interview, but it's more in the beginnings, you know, independent films, that type of thing. But I do talk, because I've also been worked as a talent manager, I do talk about how to get into the business, the very beginnings, headshots, resumes, acting classes, unions, et cetera, marketing your look. All of that is on my radio show, which is blogtalkradio.com/basicsofthebiz. I also wrote a book about it, which is available on amazon.com, also called Basics of the Biz. And also don't forget to check out my website, which is www.independentstreak.ning.com. And on there I have a lot of information about some of the events that are going on in the Palm Beach Film Festival. And I also have reviews and castings. Sometimes I have up there pictures from events, that type of thing. Also, it's kind of like a Facebook for filmmakers, where I have tons of people that signed up when I first started the website that are directors, actors, et cetera, and you can communicate with them through the site. Unfortunately, right now, I don't have any more membership opportunities, but you will still be able to communicate with the people that are listed there and watch some of the videos that they posted, pictures, et cetera. Okay, guys, well, that is it for this show. I, of course, will be back next Sunday, again at 1 o'clock. And let's see, who do we have coming up next Sunday? I will be interviewing someone that's involved in a web project through Yahoo. You might know that Yahoo is doing different film projects on the web, where they're letting people come into their channels to do projects. And I'm going to be interviewing someone that has created one of those shows and talking about that process and how to get involved with Yahoo. I don't have anyone right now for the 29th, so that will be a surprise show. But after that, on May 6th, I do have someone, a young lady that did a movie called Silent Thief, that's here at the Palm Beach International Film Festival. And I will be interviewing other people for the festival as well. So you never know what's going to be on the show. I may have some bonus shows. You don't know. But I will be around the Palm Beach International Film Festival, so I may see you if you come out to the event. And like I said, tonight at 7 o'clock for overnight, Zach Norman will be there for the Q&A. So if you enjoyed listening to him today, you may want to go out there and meet him in person. Okay? But right now, it looks like we are rounding down at the end of the show. I thank you for listening in today, and I will talk with you next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.